G'day, Andy. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good.
Yeah, we got Andy from the New International Bookshop here today for a quick little interview on the book fair you guys got coming up and other things. Yeah, tell us a bit about the book fair. It's on the 21st of June.
That's right. Saturday the 21st at Trades Hall in the ETU Ballroom. We'll be open 9 to 5. There'll be a great selection of books there. We've got a huge amount of secondhand. It'll all be $3. We'll have some rare books there as well, if that interests you as well. 10% off new books. And it's a great time to hang out with the broad left of NAR Melbourne. There'll be Overland will be there with a little stall as well. So come say hello to them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's awesome that you guys have such a good selection of older books and making it accessible to the community without a price gatekeeping.
Yeah, it's something we think is important that people give to us, and a lot of the community helps us out and running. So providing good, cheap books to people, providing that access to independent literature, or even if it's just you need to pick up some classics, you need another copy of the Communist Manifesto to give to a friend.
I mean, everyone always needs another copy.
Yeah, they're constantly coming and going.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, and you guys have probably one of the best recommended staff recommendation sections in all of Melbourne, I reckon.
Yeah, we do that pretty well. That's all our volunteers who do that. It's just a very much a vibes-based recommended. Something beautiful comes in. It's very broad. I think at the moment there's some Simone de Beauvoir in there. There's some books about Indigenous Australia. There's some French philosophy. I mean, philosophy in French. So if anyone wants that, it's there.
I mean, yeah, I picked up the Che Guevara's Reminiscence on the Cuban War for like, I don't know, $4. That's crazy.
That's a great awesome. Deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. And I mean, it's awesome to see how much volunteer input. And I mean, you're probably responsible now being, provisional head honcho for the minute.
Yes, our coordinator Lucy is on break at the moment, so I'm the putting out fires person and trying to help things move along.
And also the encouraging, you were saying off air, you were encouraging people to bring zines in, or encouraging really a lot more community involvement in the space, which is, I think, an incredible asset to the community.
Yeah, we always try to be an open space for the broad left. And part of including that is that we have a little space of free zines. If you've got zines that you like, bring them along, we'll stock them, and people can take them for free. We like providing a little bit of space for that independent media.
And even in the way that the space is itself, it's got a nice little couch. Everyone's always welcome to sit down and have a read. Or, I mean, last time I came in, I just ended up having a long yarn with the volunteer behind the desk about the selection, which was excellent on the recommended. So, I mean, I think it's a really incredible space that's there that people really need to, I don't want to say take advantage, but utilize more.
Yeah, we like having a little welcoming, comfortable space. There's no, you know, this is not a capitalist exercise. We are here to make a good bookshop for people that want to come and have a chat. There's plenty of people who pop in once a week just to browse the secondhand books, but yeah, to see who's on shift, have a little conversation. Yeah.
And I mean, you guys just moved locations, so for people that aren't familiar with where you guys are now, maybe we're familiar with the old downstairs section. Where are you guys now?
We're now upstairs just across from the main reception of Trades Hall. So if you come in off the Lygon Street, the main beautiful big entrance, where you'll bump into us just there. It's a beautiful bright spot. There's much better lighting than was in the basement. We do miss our basement, and we should be back there by the end of the year, renovations permitting. But yeah, for now, coming off the Lygon Street end.
Yeah, cool. And I mean, so you guys are planning to be there back by the end of the year, and it's sort of thrown all you, because you guys, I mean, it's a little, maybe people don't realize just how much you guys do, but there's also a lot of other events and stuff that you guys organize to not only promote books, but even just promote thought in the community.
Yeah, that's always been a big part of the mission of New International Bookshop, is not just the books, but also getting ideas out there into the community. Whether that's hosting film screenings, or We had a poetry afternoon and a little bake sale at the end of last year. That was really nice. But yeah, including book launches that we'll do for small presses as well.
And I mean, we are, like, we often refer to everything to the moment in history that we're living through now, but I guess how important do you feel it is to have access to a bookstore like the New International Bookstore right now?
I think it's vital. We see so many of the smaller bookstores closing, this slow monopolization of the places we love being turned into the same old, you know, brand. We understand books are expensive, they're getting more and more expensive. It's part of our little mission is to keep them as accessible as possible.
Yeah. I mean, especially now with the amount of repression that you see in school curriculums, I mean, especially in, not to always use the United States as a reference, because, I mean, who would want to be like them? But there is a, even present, I think, to keep in mind, there is a anti-intellectualism that happens in the left, and spaces like this really encourage people to break the mold of what they think and give access to such a wide range, because you guys also have, I mean, I'm Italian, I picked up an Italian book there that was part of the communist writings in that era. So it's actually quite a versatile space that lends itself to really the broad left, like you say.
Yeah, I think that's indicated to me when we have little conversations with people who come in, or just the volunteers talking while they're on shift. There's such a broad range of people who volunteer that the conversations we have wild and varying. People disagree, and I think that is a little microcosm of what goes on in lots of places, and I think it's absolutely undervalued the ability for people to disagree with each other, to have these conversations, but nonetheless hold that disagreement with each other. You know, when they're exploring new ideas, whether those are around, you know, queer politics or decolonial politics, we're all coming from somewhere. You know, whether those are, you know, growing up in a white supremacist society. So being able to experience new ideas, I think, is can never be understated how much that can transform someone.
And that's really, I think, the line that you guys tread so well is that, yeah, you have all these really, I mean, you can have from Kierkegaard in the philosophy section to actually just the Communist Manifesto, and actually really much more accessible entry points to political thought, where people can come at different levels of their self-exploration journey, but even just a communal journey, and share these experiences with the books and actually always talk with people that are around them.
Yeah, it's a great spot. If you ever come in and just want to vibe out, what is abolition? What do people who are abolitionists think? Come in and talk to the volunteers, see what they say, see what they think. They'll point you at some new books. They'll have a look through the secondhand books for you. It's a good space for it.
Awesome. And you guys also have events coming up. I mean, less so that with the space being moved, but you guys have events coming up.
Yes, we did sadly lose our beautiful event space. So it's been a bit more of a struggle this past year to host events, doing them off-site. But we do have, on the 26th of June, a film screening of 1 Million Experiments and a conversation afterwards. That'll be at the Drill Hall, Thursday, 26th of June, 7 p.m. We've organised that with Flat Out, the Centre Against Racial Profiling, and the Institute for Postcolonial Studies. Great group.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like an awesome night. And, I mean, if people want to find out more to do with NIBS, where can they find out all that information, and maybe how can they get involved, because you guys are all volunteers?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to nibs.org.au, our website. That's got a lot of information. We're on Instagram as well, find us there. If you want to volunteer, if you've got a bit of spare time and you like books and you like hanging around other vague lefties, there's a volunteer submission form on the website. It'll ask you a couple of questions, but yeah, come hang out, join the group. We'd love to see you.
I mean, what better place to really do it if you love nerding out on books and just talking to people about the things that need to be done in the world, yeah?
Absolutely.
Well, Andy, thanks very much for taking the time and talking to me.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
All right, have a lovely rest of your day.
Bye-bye.